mitzvahs of Shabbos, the aseis es Shabbos to the Reisim. And Klal Yisrael should, and you should, safeguard the Shabbos, l'aseh Shabbos, to fulfill the Shabbos to the Reisim for future generations. Famous question, the Rechem HaKodesh, I just try to ask him to be quiet inside, because I'm looking at the Shabbos. So the Rechem HaKodesh asks, if you look in the context in the parasha of Kisiso, the immediate prior psukim are the following. U'shmatim us ha-Shabbos ki-kodesh shulachem, mechalei mois yumos. And he said that Shabbos, when he's holy for you, mechalei those desecrated mois yumos, mechalei oisim ha-lochem, nichso nevashim ha-yikar v'amo, she'ish yusav yosim ha-lochem, ma'ashvi Shabbos Shabbos. And he goes on to say again, v'shomru v'nei yisrael ha-Shabbos. Asks the Rechem HaKodesh, you already said u'shmatim, the mitzvah of safeguarding, upkeeping, maintaining, securing, looking after, preserving Shabbos. Why do people shomer v'nei Yisrael? The Rechem has about 10 pirushim on the words of shomer. I mentioned two of them. One is the word v'shomeru comes from not from the word of guarding and safekeeping or even observing. It comes from the word which we find the word shomer is used in a different context. We all know in parashas Vayeshev in the dream that Yosef HaTzadik raised to his father. And his father Shomar Esadovar doesn't mean he guarded, he observed it. Says Rashi, Shomar, he was Yeshev Umetzape. He sat expectantly, excitedly, waiting for it to come to fruition. Shomar Esadovar. Says Rechem HaKodesh, Shomru when Yisrael says Shabbos, and Christ should observe Shabbos doesn't mean to keep, we know that already. But Shomru one should be Yeshev Umetzape. To be a Shomer Torah Mitzvah means to be excited and enthusiastic about something. The context is, if you want last days of Shabbos to be erased, if you want Shabbos to be passed on to a future generation, it's not enough to keep Shabbos, it's not enough to do mitzvahs. It has to be Yoyishayvu Mitzapim, Mosai Tovi Leyodi Vakamen, as the Gemara says. You have to sit and wait expectantly, excitedly, enthusiastically, when are you going to have the opportunity to fulfill it? Only then, if that sort of shmira and that sort of excitement is in last days of Shabbos to be erased. So the excitement of Shabbos, Yom Yom Echol B'Shabbos, Yom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, counting from the week, that build-up is the most important element of Shabbos. So we have Kamenetsky famous, friend of Zuchrein and Lerocha famous, he said, whilst the generation before us, he said, had the challenge, they lost the Shabbos when they came to America. Baruch Hashem, our generation has Shabbos, but we haven't yet got the Erev Shabbos in America. B'Shomru B'nei Yisrael. There's a second meaning to B'Shomru. Roshmartim Basisa Maisam, Rashi says, what's Roshmartim? Zuhi Mishnah. That's the learning. It seems that the Torah is telling us, if you want Lasais Es HaShabbos to the Reisim, if you want Shabbos to be maintained, there are two requirements. One is not to just perform Shabbos by rote, just keeping it because we keep it. We have to know why we keep it, what we keep, because of all the important situations which can change. On the one hand, the most important thing for Hilchas Shabbos is the right habits. Because it is very difficult to recall all the Hilchos Shabbos and to be constantly aware on an ongoing basis of everything we do while we're doing them. So having the right habits and the right routine is the most important tool to avoid shyness and avoid chas v'shalom questions of Hilchos Shabbos. But mitzad sheni, for when things go pear-shaped or different-shaped, you find yourself asking for a simcha hopefully, or out of routine. If we don't know why we're doing it, then it's not glasses. We can't maintain that observance. Second of all, if you only do things because we do them, but we don't know why. If we don't know why we do what we do, then our children won't follow because they don't know the meaning of what we do. So the Shomer Bnei Yisrael, Al Miloshein, Ushmartem Asisen, if you learn the Hilchos Shabbos, the Shomer Bnei Yisrael to Shabbos, Klal Yisrael preserve, i.e. to prepare the learning of Shabbos, and it's last is the Shabbos that they're racing that passes on. Because what we do is something of meaning, and not something which is trite, and something which is unimportant, it's something which is vital, and something which is living, that's the preservation, that's the kavi for last Shabbos and the ruchnis of Shabbos. So if you have the potis, the container of the flavor of Shabbos of Cholon, to the chamin, which is a requirement to have. The famous Baal Amur, Ba'amashmin, Ba'amatmin, Hu Amamin, says the Baal Amur. Somebody who believes in that one of the people who thought there was chachomim, they avoided having hot food on Shabbos because of all the shyness. The chamin said they were apikorosim, Ha'mashmin, Ha'matmin, Hu Amamin. There are more quotes in the simulation of that, I think it is. It's a Baal Amur in the end of Bam Etoim. But if the pot preserves the flavors of Shabbos, the Ruach of Shabbos comes from Shomru, from the Torah of Shabbos, learning Hilchos Shabbos. That preservation, amaratzis, or being ignorant, can harm our ability to observe and to pass on Shabbos. It's the line I heard from my good Chabra, wonderful Chabra, by Leaf from America. Zeb Tuvi Leaf. He started off his share recently in America about this. He said it was a mice in Florida when there was a Kamikochen, where there was a bakery in Florida. He said one of the teachers, the local schools, the Jewish education, Jewish educational institutes came on to bring 100 children to learn the Shabbat module, the Mitzvah module, want to learn about Shabbat, brought them to the bakery to learn about Shabbat. The first thing is he comes in and he sees, and he's going to give them all a challah, all have a challah for Shabbos. All he says, okay, children, they all pick up your challah. Now let's sing the song for the bread. The song for the bread. Shalom Halechem Malachei Hasharet. He says, the fellow saw it. For all these years, this teacher thought Shalom Halechem. He said, perhaps that's why we send the Ben Luchadoidi by Yichalo. Yacholiot. As a swag, you know, it's by Yichalo, not by Hala, whatever, that's something else. It's a joke in the situation. That was the Maizah Shahoya. It's tragic on the one hand, but sometimes the tragedy is ours. We don't know locals and why we do what we do. We end up making the same mistakes in other areas, but the parallel mistakes. Now, basically, the good news is, I think we have to mark them here. The figures this afternoon, which Warren Goldstein released, of the number of people who've signed up to the website for the Shabbos project, besides the fact it's being done in 460 cities, in 64 countries, the numbers of people who've actually signed up, I don't know whether people have signed up here. Have you seen anybody signed up here? So it does include most of us. There are over 1 million people who have signed up to the Shabbos project, for the Shabbos. And that would probably not include the vast, vast majority of the Haredi people who are Shomer Shabbos in any case, because they probably want to come through that avenue. What of a Shomer of Bnei Yisrael? What an excitement about Shabbos. How dare we deny ourselves the privilege of being associated with the Ruchnius and the Ruach of the Shabbos, and sharing that excitement of many of Achenu Bnei Yisrael, one of my colleagues in the basin. Now, Minister's putting on a huge lunch in St. John's Wood Shul. 550 people are coming for lunch. The whole Friday night, he's got all the shuls are doing Shabbos, all coming together. Big operation. And one of the big sponsors, one of the people who's told him the stocks in the past, he invited for Shabbos, all obviously to the lunch. He said, sorry, Rabbi, I can't come. He said, why? Because I'm keeping Shabbos. Which means that the shul, normally he would drive to shul, he can't come, it's too far from to walk. An unbelievable opportunity. Shtel Zachva, who could have imagined this? So we don't dare deny ourselves the privilege of being zeich with those people who are actually taking something on as a Shabbos, as a challenge. We should challenge ourselves. And if the learning of this is part of it, I know if you use that bit of time, it's part of it. That's the key thing, to join this wonderful Kiddush Hashem Shomayim. Think like a Nishporcha looking down at his children. The Chazal sitting one, Kufi Tchess, and Beis, and Shabbos, Kal, and Shabbos, Il Moli, Omer of Shimon Bar Yechai, Il Moli, Shom, Yisrael, Shnei Shabboses, Miyad Hoyu Negolim. Shedema, Vim Hashem, Vassarisim, I think it's a morality practice. I've got Rabbi Tatz, who's a big, huge yalkin in these things. I feel a bit intimidated. His yad is in my realm. I think it's morality that says the reason of two Shabbos is because Shabbos is both the Shabbos Chazal call it, what we say in Shabbos, Likra Shabbos Kovnech, it's the source of all blessing. It's described alternatively as a Kalo and a Malka, the Shabbos queen and the Shabbos bride. It says morality, a queen gives blessing to others, a magnanimity, a generosity. A king and queen that can serve for others is the greatness of a king and queen. So a malki is something which brings brocha. A kala is something which receives brocha. You give gifts to a kala, you give blessings to a kala. The more we put into Shabbos kala, boi chalof, the more becomes Shabbos malki. So it is the makar habrocha, the source of the blessing, to minei, as the Zohar says, minei misporach and shita yoyim, shita yoyim. The Zohar Kodesh says, from Shabbos is the blessing for the next 6 days of the week. Saving never wants a Shabbos in order to take the Kiddush of Shabbos and bring it into the week. That's the Tachlis, the deeper meaning of Yinoim Hashem Rekenim, may the glory of Shabbos be upon us. Says the Maharal, if you have a Shabbos and you put a Likach into Shabbos, it brings a tremendous Kiddush. But that Kiddush can dissipate in Motz Shabbos. If you keep a Shabbos, all of Tari Sol Ketib and took it into the week, can you imagine what sort of week that's going to be? So imagine what the Shabbos Malkus of is given into that week. And then come to the second Shabbos after such a week. Oh, and then bring the Shabbos Kalo. The Yelchu Mechayel Choyel. Can you imagine the sandwich of a Shabbos at the beginning, which we all keep? Bring that Kedusha. And then on top of that, to bring a Shabbos at the end, to light the flame on the body of the week. That's the idea of Shabbos candles, putting the Kedusha onto the all the Shtadlus of the week. That's the idea of we're putting a flame, a Tachlis, holiness, Kedusha, Ruchnius onto everything Dovah Gashmi. But on such a week, to crown it off with the Shabbos, then we'll be Meilo Elam Haba, Miyato Yunigolet. We should be Zechim Tzashem through this. The first Shabbos, Shabbos, the second Shabbos, and all of Christ, we get the Broch of Shabbos, for Rachm Rizakim, and Yan Chileni Yomshik, and Shabbos, and Nukha Lecha Yilam. A couple of halachas to speak about, I wasn't sure what, and I started with Alpa State to discuss it. Consider these things, Baruch Hashem. So again, apologies for the delay. Some of these Shabbos, clock shilas, and how they're applying to computer issues, internet sales and all these sorts of shaylos we go along. The basic shaylos, let's start with, the shaylos isn't a Shabbos clock on Shabbos. What is the question? What's the shaylos? What is one allowed to use a Shabbos clock for? What isn't one? Let's give some specifics. The common practice is to use a Shabbos clock for switching on lights, switching them off when we don't need them, using it for heating, switching off heating, for air conditioning. Can use it for a Shabbos plate. Can use it for a Shabbos kettle. Can I come on the morning, the Shabbos kettle, using a Shabbos clock and switch it off. What are the parameters of usage of a Shabbos clock? One is, some say you can use it for light, but you can't use it for boiling water, but our radiators work with boiling water, don't they? Bit of a problem. Can you use a Shabbos clock, in theory, if you could have a timer, which would mean a dishwasher is completely dead, completely inactive, no lights are operated, nothing happens before the Shabbos clock hits. So you have a time on it, which means, as I use it, it's just a cupboard, I thought that made it on Friday night, that it comes in 2 hours later and does the dishes. Is there a problem with that on Shabbos? Let's understand it. Let's see the first debate. The first debate about this is an old historical debate about the question of Shabbos clocks, but let's just see. The Halach of Shulchan Aruch is the following. Based on a Mishnah in Shabbos, Mutil Haschil Melocha, and simulation based, the Shulchan Aruch mentions, one's allowed to begin a process of Melocha and Erev Shabbos, which continues over Shabbos and completes itself on Shabbos. And the Mishnah gives all sorts of examples, soaking flax, soaking a dye, to dye water, to dye wool, even though the process of dyeing itself, Tzivah, is Nisan Shabbos, even you're allowed to put something which is raw food, on the flame just before Shabbos. On that, we all know there's a problem, there's a concern when it comes to food. There's a possibility of Shemo Yechater, a person would have an incentive to stoke up the food. If it's a Kidra Chais, or something which in any case won't become Rovi L'Achila by night, the Halacha wants allowed to put it just before Shabbos, and the process will be completed over Shabbos and ready for the chant the next day. Okay? The Shemo Yechater is all the Gzeres, all the concerns we have about making sure food is Rovi L'Achila before Shabbos comes in. But in principle, as far as the Malacha happening, continuing on Shabbos, there isn't a problem. So being maschil a melocha before Shabbos, doing your action to it before Shabbos, and it completes on Shabbos, that's a Mishnah, Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, one's allowed to do so. Accordingly, if that's the case, what's the halacha about using a time clock? Does that influence the debate on the time clock? So many of the poskim analyzed it, and they said there shouldn't be any difference between starting a melocha before Shabbos, which means you've done all you can do, all you need to do before Shabbos. And it started, the process began, the key change may happen on Shabbos. Setting up a net, and the net is going to trap animals on Shabbos, the action's on Shabbos. Since you've begun, you've done all you can do before Shabbos, it's considered your issue is complete, and it's mutter to do. If that's the case, if you had the older version of a time switch, the older version, the Chassid Sefer speaks about the Chachmim in Frankfurt, who came with not a time switch, but a fuse, a slow-burning fuse. They wanted fresh coffee Shabbos morning. They didn't have electricity. They wanted the coffee to be steaming and hot. They put a slow-burning fuse, Friday, fresh before Shabbos, continued to burn, it would get, it would hit the actual logs, or the wood, the fuel, just around the pot, the chine, just Shabbos morning, early in the morning. They came to shul, Shabbos morning, have a flaming, hot, beautiful, hot coffee. Baruch Hashem, we take our Shabbos kettles for granted. This was a shayla using a time switch to get this to cook in Shabbos. This is the debate they spoke with the Chachmei Frankfurt. So the poskim are done, ready, going back hundreds of years ago, this question, the Shua, the Chassid Sefer are done by these sorts of issues. Do we compare it? So in this, very poskim maintain, if Chachomim weren't Goyzer, Chachomim didn't prevent a Gemara, the completion of a Malacha, and Shabbos, what should be the difference between that and triggering a Malacha to occur on Shabbos? The fact that the actual process, using a time switch, is going to trigger something on Shabbos, why should that be a difference? In terms of a Hascholas Malacha, in terms of the beginning of a Malacha, my involvement is completely before Shabbos. In essence, I can use a time switch, as many poskim write historically, for anything, to achieve things in Shabbos, because my involvement is complete. No different to soaking flax, to any of the cases in the Mishnah, setting a net that's actually going to trap the animal on Shabbos, putting something on the flame is going to cook it in Shabbos, my involvement is complete. And therefore, there shouldn't be a problem with using a time switch in Shabbos. And that is the opinion of many. The question which in Mishnah Halachos, Rabbi Moshe Klein had from a soldier, an American soldier, from a soldier trapped many, many years ago, somewhere far out in the trunk, it was the first question of using a time switch to cook something electronically. He went through all the background on this shayla about is there a difference between starting, triggering something to begin, if in any case once it's begun you can complete it, provided you're not doing anything. You're not changing, your involvement is over. Moshe Feinstein, famously, Moshe Feinstein, the Chinni Rocha, argues, and he says the following. In a case where the whole action in cooking is putting something on the blech, or putting something on the stove, then your action in cooking, by putting it before Shabbos, besides the Shem Yechati issue, but the actual placement on the fire is the action of cooking. That is over the moment you've done it. The fact that the outcome is going to continue, you know, famously the sugya about Ishay Mishum Chitzav, the run in the Namuki Yosef and Baba Kama speaks about that Chaf Beis, a famous debate. Something which is a Tetzor is the conclusion of an action, but the active part has fully been achieved. We look at the outcome as already having been completed within the initial action. And Namuki Yosef discusses the question of lighting Shabbos candles. We don't consider it, since the outcome they're going to continue burning some is if I'm constantly lighting. Quite the contrary, we consider that the lighting is the burning flame throughout Shabbos is all associated with my era of Shabbos Maisa and therefore over. There's Ramesha, but something which isn't actually a taste. It's not just a result. In essence, you have to put flame, you have to put food onto flame in order to cook. That's an action which the person normally does when you put the food down. When you use a time switch, it's when you've set the time switch, you haven't put food on the flame. You put food in a place where normally it would do nothing. You just created a situation, the flame comes later. There's Ramesha, something where as far as the action is concerned, the whole haschola of the process isn't really associated with your action. It still has to happen. He debates and disputes whether that's considered haschola. That haschola is happening on Shabbos. So he says that's entirely different to the cases which the Mishnah categorically permits. I think the key point is, even though it's true, in either case, you have nothing more to do. In the case of putting, once you put something on the flame, there's nothing more you can do. But when you set a Shabbos clock, the fact you've got a chokhmah that is going to trigger on Shabbos, you haven't done the cooking process yet. You've done the setting the clock process. The cooking process, in theory, you can do on Shabbos still. It hasn't begun. And therefore, the whole aschor is in Shabbos, as Ramosh, you can't compare it to this Gemara. You can't compare it to these cases, these Mishnais. Hence, Ramosh says, for a start, with that chiluk in mind, he sets about to understand whether it should be permissible or prohibited. Now, the truth to be told, since Ramesh wrote his tshuva, and we'll see his conclusion in a moment, there are so many broader applications of this issue. Whilst that was only an issue with the rudimentary function of a Shabbos clock, needed an electric board, but today, increasingly, all our activities are monitored or programmed through computers, and through a microchip, whatever else, everything can be done entirely with 99% of machine electronic-based work can be done through a computer and pre-programmed. Modern houses are being built, they have no controls at all other than iPads. You walk around, put an iPad in, that controls everything that. In which case, everything can be pre-programmed, and everything happening can matter every move. So Ramesh's conclusion is the following. The famous Chiddush Ramesh says. Ramesh says that in the same way as Chazal were mesaking, they ordained a prohibition of Amir Olahu. Something I'm not allowed to do on Shabbos. I can't instruct a goy to do on my behalf. Even besides the fact, even without the shlichus element, he says, if Chachomim said something I'm not allowed to do, I can't have done under my instruction, it stands to reason, he says, in Svara, he says, kal v'chomer in his mind, to trigger an action which the whole trigger is associated with me. It's not even another person, it's with me. To have that triggered on Shabbos, kal v'chomer would be bechlal the Isser of Amir Lakum. Be chiddush. He himself mentioned it's a chiddush. Don't make, even though we don't make Yisurim ourselves. Something which comes through my input is more closely related to my action than something which comes through my instruction alone to a goy. Even it goes to Amir Lakum Shum Shlichus, it's certain Chazal, it's an unbelievable line. And you need, some of you learned Shilcha Shabbos 800 times to be able to say this. He says this, Poshu b'im avul, afu neim b'shein leser, ma'ashe tignin chachomim, v'ein le'melech mizeh leser, gam ma'ashe b'svaru hu chomur, kivin shakoponim le'osir. Even if you want to say, we can't make up our new Yisurim Rabbon, Rabbonim prohibited one thing, we can't start making up our own Yisurim, even though, because it wasn't around then, mikom mokim ein lehati zeh kivin shu dov haroi le'osir. Even though, strictly speaking, we can't invent only Surim, and even if I maintain it's Bechlal, the principle of Amir al-Akum, but it's not the actual Isur, in which case it's not valid, it's not in Amir al-Akum, because you can't make only Surim, and it wasn't around then, nonetheless, then he goes on to say the following. This is perhaps the most important part. He says, Ab yishtam God lesser, because of Zilusa de Shabbos. You have no more undermining or Kedusha Shabbos, no more denigration than if a person can run his factory on a timer, run his machine on the timer, run his whole life on the timer, and the Zohar says, Mashav Zekach is after the window. As Ramesh, since this bypasses the process of a person doing it, but can get everything done, which is a malocha, just without the person's direct involvement, he says, Al Zilusa de Shabbos, Zilzal of Shabbos, he says, he brings Rashi and Rishon and Rambam, and he brings the Duke and the Rambam, it's certainly Osir Bechlal, the Isser of Zilusa de Shabbos. So it may not be a lab, it may not be doing a malocha, it's Bechlal, the Isser of Zilusa Shabbos, therefore, as Ramesh, it contends you can't use time switches at all. I would do. Ramesha, since for light, putting on lights, historically, two things as Ramesha. For a start, people know that lights come on and off with timers. It's well known. That's one thing. One swara. But more to the point, he says historically it was also used, a goy, to switch on the light. The Ramah brings for the Sech Sibur, they could do it, the Ramah Simulation involved. Since historically it would be lenient to get a goy to do it, Amir al Akum, the Tzerech Tzibur for lights, because the Heta is left, Amir al Akum, no, Havul al Deloy Loistik, we shouldn't add to the Issa Amir al Akum. Amir al Akum wise, there is a potential the Heta would apply that. So switching on lights, he says, once permitted to do so. Switching off, by the same token, you're not actually gaining. Switching off, you can also use it for heat and cold, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch passing the simulation Aleph. When it comes to tzino, to cold, hakol cholim etzol tzino, the halacha is, a chole, even if there's no danger, chole she'in bo sakono, tzino shin kav ches, Shulchan Aruch says, a chole she'esh bo sakono, don't delay, do whatever's possible, don't delay, don't try and delegate it to go, just do whatever's needed. If it be no delay, unnecessary delay, you're going to go into it, do so, according to Ramah, according to Shulchan Aruch, Yisrael should do it. But it's if it's a chole she'in bo sakono, somebody's bedridden, temperature, bad toothache, but anyways, there's no danger. Either somebody who's in the pain is in such pain so the person can't function normally, it affects his whole body through pain or through weakness, but has to be in bed. Halachi is chel shein beisakona. Amir al akum is muta. You can get a goy to do whatever you need to go to get tablets, to go buy something, to make treatment, anything which is also on Shabbos for yourself to be natural. You can ask a goy to do on Shabbos. So Moshe, since we pass on kakel chelim etzvot, you know, when it comes to cold, everybody's called a chel. Therefore, lighting a fire would be permissible in a cold house on Shabbos. Having heating, therefore, using a time switch for heating. And the flip side, a person's too hot is also get of hakol cholim. A person's overheating can also be very uncomfortable. It's a health issue. Therefore, for heat and cold, light and removing light, even though, that's your motion, even though for heating you're using boiling water, our radiators. So it's the same issue of bishul. But because it's the tzerich heat, it's for hakol cholim etzel tzina, as Ramesha, it's permissible. Hence, says Ramesha, just for heat and light, one can use it not for other things. For switching off a hot plate which was on. You had a hot plate, or you had a cholent pot on, whatever it would be, and you no longer need it, there you're not gaining the malacha, you're not creating something through the malacha. There the time switch is not giving you something, not doing something for you, just stopping the electricity being wasted. Even Ramesha takes on it with Vimuta. You're not creating, you're not doing something, it's not a zilusa de shamas. But anything which is creative to achieve, one can't. Therefore, to use the time switch for a Shabbos plate to come on Shabbos morning and to put something on it, besides the questions of Nira Kimavashal, besides the questions of you can't really take anything cold out of the fridge and put it, even if it's Mavushal Kotsorke and Ein Hishal Achar Bishal, there's no prohibition of reheating something cold and solid, something which is a double gush which has been previously completely heated, there's an issue of Nira Kimavashal. You can't put something on a heated surface, you can't put it on a stove or on a blech, because it's an Isra Rabban of Nurikim Abashal. Al Gabi Kedero is Mutter. Chazal Pivit Al Gabi Kedero. On a Shabbos plate, there's Machlekes HaPoiskim. In this point, Ramesh Feinstein's Machmir, he says we define a Mokim Bishul by place, not a place where a person does cook, not where a person normally cooks, but a place where a person could cook. Since a Shabbos plate can get food which is cold, or get water which is cold, the Yatsa that is vehicles in a Mokim Bishul. So you can't take a cold kugel and put it according to Ramesh on the Shabbos plate, on Shabbos morning, because if you get to Yateres, but it's considered a mokim bishul, it's called a mokim bishul, a place of cooking, putting it on to the Shabbos plate is nearer Kimavasha. Rav Yosef Maran, Zichron Livracha, writes, we, and others, but he has a beautiful tshuva about it, he says we define a mokim bishul not by a place where a person can cook, by a place where the derech is to cook. And since a Shabbos plate is a warming tray, not a place of cooking, therefore it's not nearer Kimavasha. You take a cold kugel, you want to put it on the Shabbos plate, Shabbos morning, Rav Yosef says, Mutter Ramesh, you have to have that hefsik kedera. As to whether Hefsik Gdera works by flipping over an empty container, we know the famous machlokes about the Stira Mishnah Berurah. If you're doing it specially here, and there's another Tzirut Lahakel, on a platter, because even according to Moshe, you can probably rely on putting an empty foil container, reversing it, even though it hasn't got food underneath. Since in any case, it's on your platter, one can be reliant on it, the Stira Mishnah Berurah about it. But you can't put anything directly on the stove. We know if you want to put something on a Mokim Bishul, a Hefsik Gdera, it only works if the bottom pot has some food in it. On the platter, it works with a chori, with an empty container, even there's no food. So, can you have that platter come on Shabbos? The Chazon Ish debates this issue. The Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Ches speaks about it. And ironically, the Chazon Ish is making this. The Chazon Ish uses the heter of using a time switch for milking cows. One of the first questions, one of the most important issues in the Frum Boshavim, Frum Kibbutzim had, how do you milk cows in Shabbos? How do you attach the milking machine, the pumps? The elders of the cow, but that's an issa of loshen shabbos, issa of doshav, of bamish of chayil of shabbos, is there an issa? So the Chazon Ish speaks about attaching the pumps before electricity goes on, and allowing electricity to go on because of tzar bali chayim, because of hefsek, he finds different ways. The question is the actual milk, the first part of the milk is shukavah hedach l'ibud. So the Chazon Ish permits it, b'mokim tzerich and hefsek godul to use the time switch, and he speaks as well about the Shabbos plate. Ramesha asks it, most the place kemasri. Have a Shabbos plate come on the Shabbos morning, and to use the heat afterwards. Besides the issue of having it come on using a Shabbos clock or a time switch itself, the additional problem of putting it on a surface which when Shabbos came in wasn't on is also a secondary problem. So it's correct to avoid using a time switch for anything besides heat and light. The other Pesachim who make it should only be Mokim Matzerich and Mokim Tzerich Godel. The Mishnah Halachas and many of the Pesachim who go with that view that you can be more flexible only permit by Mokim Tzerich Godel. In which case, a Shabbos plate, Shabbos kettle, certainly one shouldn't do. The question about how they did in Anshi Frankfurt, there was a machlekes about it. According to Ramosha, Anshi Frankfurt patent of having the fire burn down a slow burning fuse also may be different. If it's a slow burning fuse, you've actually already lit the fire. Since you've lit the fire, your action of bishul has already been done. In the case of a time switch, you haven't. There's no bishul being done. It's just the action is only in a clock, not in a fire. In which case, it's different, and that we shouldn't rely upon. Conclusion: one shouldn't use a Shabbos clock. One shouldn't rely on a timer or a computer device, anything like that, for switching on Shabbos plates, Shabbos kettles, or anything else other than heat and light and air conditioning or switching off lights. Switching off electricity is permissible. We mentioned that's not considered again. Internet. Shopping, but this is something else. Sensor lights I want to speak about. Sensor light, very important question which comes up. Sensor lights and Shabbos. A person walks down the street in Shabbos and you're confronted by a situation where there is a sensor. Maybe just one more thing before, just to complete the time switch issue, something which I was asked last night when the ladies were here, about having a dishwasher on a time switch. Or leaving it on before Shabbos and putting the dishes in. So with a dishwasher and anything like that, there is a whole host of complications because it's very unlikely you can open it when it's attached to electricity, when even though it's not running and no lights or no circuits are affected. In all likelihood, if you open the door, the circuit is broken, close it, the circuit is completed, lights may come on, go off, who knows. But let's presume you've got a situation, very rudimentary case, you've got the plug in the wall, the dishwasher is set to go on, but it's off at the plug, you put in the time switch, and at 8 o'clock you know it's going to come on, you put the plates in beforehand. So you're doing absolutely nothing as far as electronically before the process starts. Again, contra motion is also. According to other places, let's say, Mokim Hatzerich, what's the halacha? But Mokim Hatzerich. So this is another issue to take into account. And this is applies to dishwashers and other things. There's halacha and simulation based on the end, Sif Hei, where the Ramah quotes the halacha, the famous halacha of Rechaim Shalmaim. To use a Rechaim to set in place any process before Shabbos, which is going to continue over Shabbos, is mutter. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about mutter liftech mayim legino. You can set a stream of water, have a hose running, a stream coming down over a garden, continue watering over Shabbos. Your action is complete before Shabbos, even though the process is going to continue. And he goes through all sorts of such examples, putting the korah on top of a press of olives and or grapes, and the process is going to continue over Shabbos. Provided they crush before, and there's machlek was how much have to be crushed, was just squashed, crushed. The water, the juice has to start having been released, but the process continues over Shabbos, not a problem. On this, the Shulchan Aruch continues, you can put wheat into a mill, which is Rechaim Shomayim. Rechaim Shomayim is a water-driven mill, which is a stream coming down the hill. There's a paddle in the stream that gets pushed by the power of the water, and as the paddle turns, it's attached to the rotor inside a mill, and that will turn the ground, the millstone, and the mill will continue. You can pour grain, wheat, a whole batch of wheat into that millstone just before Shabbos, and the Rechaim Shemam will continue milling over Shabbos. Your action is finished. You put the grain there before Shabbos, the rest is automatic. As a remark, Yesh Oisim Berechaim, the Sambu Asa Ba'erechaim, Uvechol Mokim Shiesh Lochu Shlashmo Askoil. A Rechaim, a grinder, a mill, and any other place that is a concern of Hashmo Askoil, a sound being made or noise being made, because that is another question entirely of Avsha Milsa. Even though you've done it better, but since there is a noise about it, Avsha Milsa, there's a public awareness of a noise being made, and you hear drill going or something happening, and people may not know that it's done in conformance with Hilchos Shabbos. So they hear a paddle going, well, they hear a millstone grinding, any electronic sound, in this case any manufacturing sound, is Avsha Milsa, there's a public display or a public sound and awareness of Chil Shabbos. That's a zilzul and Shabbos and mustn't be done, says Ramah. Yesh machmir. V'ochinog lechatchila. Me, however, v'mokim pseidon in case of great loss, yesh lahokel. It brings other makaris on this. U'muti lahamit kli mashkoiles. You can have a keli made out of weight, shakir, which we call in English, not English, in German, zeiger. A watch, a clock, kaku clock, ma'er Shabbos. Even every hour the kakul comes out and makes a noise on Shabbos. For us, why? It's a sort of thing which by definition is wound up in advance and it lasts for a long time. You don't wind up every hour, not much of a clock, you have to wind up every hour. So pshat is wind up in advance, so people know the noise comes from preparation in advance. The hashmas koil, the sound it makes, is not avshor milsa, it's not a public sound of Shabbos desecration, which people may be in two minds about. This halacha is repeated in Simon Shina, but Ches Hashuv not as categorically by a clock dafka. That's only something where the derech is to do it in advance. The derech is to do it in advance for some time. The derech is to have a setting which is going to continue. The person speak about what about where the derech is in Australia. Everybody has sprinklers for their gardens. It's preset because you have to sprinkle. And the water is used specifically in the evenings or early in the mornings to have your garden watered during the day. There's always a waste of the water. It's going to be in any case dried up from the sun. So it happens, if it's set automatically, people know, everybody knows that sprinklers, that's a sprinkler system, the Chor is mutter to have that system running on and off on Shabbos, because everybody knows it's set in advance. That's an halacha of mishkeres. When it comes to any machinery which emits a noise, even though that noise is subjective, depends, sometimes a louder machine, sometimes not such a loud machine, but by definition, a dishwasher, a washing machine, or something like that, even starts before Shabbos. Either you set it before Shabbos, like the Rechaim Shomayim, if you have it running on Shabbos, people, your neighbors see, or somebody coming outside hears a washing machine going, it's Avshe Milsa. So you can't have a washing machine or dishwasher, even if it starts before Shabbos. Kal v'chomer to set it on Shabbos to go in with a time switch. The person can say, from this halacha, you certainly can't use a dishwasher, or timer, or anything like this on a timer, because of the halacha of Avshe Milsa. Because of the public, the display, or the awareness which is created, of some machinery being operated on Shabbos, that it's also, Maisa Shehoya, 32 years ago, Erev Purim engaged at Shabbos Zochar, almost Friday night, we were just in the middle of Tisidayim, and suddenly music went on in the dining room. Do you remember? Anyway, somebody put a tape recorder just behind the big Shabbos urn, a shtick of Shabbos Zochar, and music came on. I think later Mochman David started singing for us. Yeah, every time, funny. Remember, Ratzio gave a whole Shemulze next week, Mamash Issa and Shabbos, Avshemulze, it's quite right. I mean, I thought Ratzio would be right, but... I'm just saying, Lusa Shabbos. People meant it as a joke. It's a nice thing. But to have machinery going on, a sound, the same question is by a radio alarm, for example. You can have an alarm which rings, electronic beep on a watch, or an electronic alarm, beep, beep, beep. But if you have a radio coming, come on, even for perfectly, you know, if it wasn't for the Lusa Shabbos reasons of scores, whatever else, even besides the Zilusa Ruchnias of Shabbos, the Zilusa coming on Shabbos with someone which is electronically moved, and it's not something which is automatically done in advance, like a clock or something, a watch. It's also because you lose your Shabbos. Interesting question. Increasing situation people have. Electronic pictures on the wall. And they keep moving, keep flipping over. There's electricity being used on Shabbos. You said it before, and then they have hundreds of pictures in it. It's a lovely thing to have. People have it as noi sukkah. Or pictures of sukkah. My brother is a very artistic sukkah. Always a lovely pictures flipping over. Is there a problem? You're setting on before Shabbos, using electricity. And it's according to Rav Moshe. It's like using a time switch. The answer is clearly that's been entirely triggered beforehand. There's nothing which is triggered. It's not set for later on. It's a constant usage of electricity, and the action is completed beforehand. even if it flips on and flips off, you've got different pictures changing, it's considered one action. If there is a noise, if there's music attached, you have video clips coming on, problem, avshemilza. I don't know anybody who does, but it's avshemilza that's included in this halacha. So whilst Shabbos clocks, one has to avoid, other than eating like to go into Moshe, but mokim hatzerich, mokim hatchak, one can be semich, and other places one should check out beforehand. Nonetheless, we said, if anything which is avshemilza, you can't even start before Shabbos, kalvachem or on Shabbos. I was asked last night, one of the women asked the Shaila, she has a whole lot of people coming, she wouldn't be able to invite them. If she had to do all the dishes on a Friday night, simply too much. I think halacha should rather not invite people. It sounds like a difficult thing to say, it's not such an easy, but to be marbe Shabbos on the places of Shabbos, it's a problem. And it's avshemilz, if you're based in the Shulchan Aruch, I'm not sure where I can find it, I have to use the dishwasher, which is categorical shmiyot. Okay, we've got 3 minutes. You start late, so we'll take 3 minutes if you need to go. Rabbi, please feel free to go. Sensitive issue, light sensors, all sorts of sensors, sensors, electric sensors, sensor lights. What's halacha on Shabbos walking the street and increasing the problems with apartments? People have them set in their apartments for increasingly the managing agents are putting them in because they're a great security device and the electricity saving device, and the councils are increasingly aware people shouldn't use things which are on the whole time. What's the halach about these things? So, would you be allowed to walk past electric light and a sensor knowing this result will trigger a light? Halach and Shulchan Aruch, Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Beis states the following. Osur liftach hadeles keneged hamadura shikreva ktsasil hadeles. If you walk into a house and you've got a madura, you have a bonfire, you have a fireplace right next to an open door, you can't open the door on Shabbos, and the draft will inevitably hit the fire. Even if it's only an average amount of wind, it's not even a strong gust of wind, it's also. If the door's open, you can allow the door to close. I.e., if opening the door will inevitably cause directly, not grommet, directly the wind's going to come in. So it's a psik ratio, opening the door is going to cause a wind to blow and fan the flames. So a person is de facto being mavir, causing a fire to be increased in Shabbos, says Mishabura. In place of Racham and Asher, Gurim Lahabiram Dura Yosef, Ava Vishayin of Achabim Bazeh, you have to come through the door. Mikomokim Psikereshehu, we all know means cutting off a head, but it means you can't cut off a head of an animal and say, I didn't want it to die, it's an inevitability. Since the outcome is inevitable, and I add, in this case, it's a fireplace which people want. If there's a bonfire going on now, so the chas from the house is on fire, and you open the door, you have to worry about people, get out of there, or get in there to say whatever you need, it's certainly loy nichale. It's something the person doesn't want. But if it's your fireplace, you want the fire to go. So opening the door is psikresha, although your intention is to walk through the door. But since the inevitability of the fire, the wind hitting it is going to stoke the flames, it's also on Shabbos psikresha, could be the rice, machais, the rice, shabon, in this case, is nichale, loy nichale. From this, the place can bring a parallel to a case of walking past the sensor. You're walking past the light. I'm not switching on a light, but my action of walking is inevitably going to trigger that light. Now, if that's the case, if it's going to cause the light to trigger and you're going to benefit from the light, if it's during the day and shraga b'tiharo mayahani, a light, Chazal say, in the middle of an afternoon, in the middle of the day, what's an extra candle going to add? Although perhaps in England it never applies because it's so cloudy and grim most of the time. Even a small light outside, I'm just kidding. So, shraga b'tiara mahani, it could be, if I really don't want it in Shabbos, but it's a loy nichli. I don't want it. It's getting more to hilcha Shabbos, I don't want it. And I don't benefit from it. That's the proof loy nichli. No, could be. You go to block of apartments, there's plenty of natural light, and you need to get in. And somebody's put it there, shalei kritzoncha, against your will. Okay, could be it. But tonight you walk in, it's dark, and you're standing up the stairs, and you've got, bingo, you walk past the center, the light goes on. Oh, I don't really want this. It's inevitable, it's put there for your benefit, and you're benefiting by walking safely up the stairs. So it's a psikeresha, it's an action which inevitably leads to an outcome, which is nichale, which you have a benefit from. It's very difficult to be matya, very difficult. In the street, there's a different Haggadah. The Shevet Halevi says the following, the famous machlokes about this. If you're walking down the road and somebody has aimed their sensors, and they hit the street, every time you walk past, something down Berlin, you have one. Always forget it, but then the sensor hits the street. I don't want it to go on. We're walking past the Shabbos, we're walking home. The light goes on. So do I have to detour to avoid it? Some person say you should try and detour. If it's a Sofik, it'll go on. Sofik, psikresha. Sofik, if it'll happen. In other words, the process is inevitable. It's a Sofik whether I'm going to come to that process. It's a Sofik I'm going to stand in that place. And if loy nichali is something I don't really want, well, you can walk in the street. But if you know it's going to happen, according to many poskim, you can't. Rav Ozan says a beautiful svar. Rav Ozan is a beautiful svar. He proves it from many places. I've got time to go into them now. Rav Ozan Shita says the following. We know on Shabbos, meleches machsheves asur Torah. Intentional melacha. He says, but there need to be two things for that. There's a degree of intention, but it has to be the action of melacha. It has to be an action of doing a melacha. If I'm doing something which in and of itself can have an entirely different connotation, it has nothing to do with the melacha, in and of itself. But because of the situation, it is koruch, it is connected to a different outcome at the same time, unless I have specific intent that I want my action to be linked to that outcome as well, then I'm entitled to presume, in Hilchas Shabbos, I'm not doing melacha, I'm doing this. He speaks, for example, the Gemara speaks about shutting the door when you know it's Svi is in the house. There's a deer somewhere running out of the house, and by shutting the door, it can't get out. That's one of the things the person compared to. Or there may be a fly in the cupboard, and you shut the cupboard. When I have no interest, absolutely no interest in it, he says, I'm doing action A, to make action, to make outcome B be considered connected, when action A stands for itself entirely as a different objective, he says, and he brings rise, that's not called a, I'm doing the B'tzik Reisha, it's a completely different action, they're unconnected. If you don't have specific intent, then we can ignore the outcome entirely. He says, you're walking down the street, it's an action of walking down the street. You haven't put the lights there, nobody you're interested in put the lights there, you don't want the light there. So somebody else, the picture, I think the concept would be the following. You're walking down the street and somebody, you've got TV cameras are there and somebody's taking video. Do you have to walk out the way because Shabbos Tani may take a picture of you? I'm walking down the street. It's Yenna's Meiser. It's his action. Even though by me walking past, I'm going to appear on his camera. He's not allowed to stop me walking down the street. But if his camera's there and I'm walking past, I start waving. So there I'm partaking in an action. Because I like it or not, I'm partaking in an action. As a person walking down the street, if lights would come on, but you want to walk and you have no benefit from those lights, if you don't have to cross the street at all, you're doing an action of walking and you don't have to miss yachis at all, you don't have to connect at all, that outcome. That's all well and good if it's in a public area. In a private area, a block of apartments, especially if somebody lives in that block of apartments, becomes much more difficult. Practically, the haters in those situations would be the only way to be saved from the nichale, the element of benefiting, in which case it's considered your action because you're triggering it and it's to your benefit. You're not just walking up the stairs. You're walking up the stairs, and to be able to walk up the stairs, you need light. So you're triggering the lights. It's been set that when you walk in here, you're triggering lights to be able to walk up the stairs. How do you get to work around that? One way is to make sure there's enough light, at least sufficient light, to walk up the stairs without that light going on. If you leave a lamp on in the hallway, and so you have enough light, even though the neighbors are maybe Gentiles, or less from Jews, who asked the body corporate, the management, to put in these lights. You didn't want, you thought you couldn't do it. You have to move out of the block of apartments. I'm not sure you. Probably it's a problem on Shabbos. But if you leave a lamp on a timer, so when it's dark, or you may be using it, you've got enough light. There's another eitzah I once discussed at an entry that first this situation first arose. I was away about 11 years ago, 12 years ago. Somebody had moved back to Gibraltar, and they had this like very forward-thinking new building. They put all these automatic lights. The fellow moved back into the block, and he was stuck. We couldn't walk Shabbos, we couldn't do anything Shabbos. So I thought of another eitzah. If he leaves his front door open before he leaves, from when he leaves his apartment. And when he comes in, the downstairs door is also left open, so you have enough light coming in along the way. Even if you don't have a lamp, you could probably come down the stairs. There's sufficient light to allow you to walk up and down, they'll probably be alright. I was in Switzerland a few years ago for some holidays. We were on the top floor, a big ski lodge, beautiful place. The minion, if you went from the back door, went to a little ravine, a nice little walkway over a big ravine, and we got the minion that way. There was another shul, which went right down, a long walk, a 20-minute walk. The problem, that was the main shul, which I wanted to go Shabbos morning. Now, the problem down the stairs, there was a problem of automatic lights. So, it happened to another from couple, who were just before Shabbos in the block. So I told them they need to go downstairs, they couldn't come up through our apartment to get up. We had the exclusive penthouse, they couldn't come up through our. So, we put lamps all the way down the hallways, so if you needed it. Baruch Hashem, the wonderful Swiss neighbors, they saw lamps. So they're very nice with the switching ball off. So I get a call from the front of the building, outside, about, can we get out? Because he's got his lights switched off. It's a bit of a problem. I told him to jump from the balcony, didn't say. But bottom line, with sensors, when they're made, Letzeruch, it becomes very difficult. It's an ongoing problem in many of the apartments here. The only way, at this point, I'm clearly aware of getting around is supplying sufficient light. It's a practical problem because the whole point of these lights is to save electricity. They probably wouldn't want you to have lamps there the whole time and it becomes an issue. once they're plugged in, you can't really switch them off. There's no override because security reasons. So it becomes a major issue. Finally, in the same line would be security cameras. Security cameras, which are needed for security, funnily enough. The problem of partaking, coming to a security camera, you're partaking in an image being maintained. Historically, till a few years ago, the heter was based on the fact that the maxim is an issur derabanan. Because they have a camera, and the people inside could see who's outside. There's no record being done. It's only an image, and that image is not miskayim. So as far as Hilchas Kosev is concerned, as far as Hilchas, the question of electricity, there's no element which is getting hot, there's no mavir. As far as switching on a circuit, is in any case running. As far as the image appearing, if it's not an image which is miskayim, which remains, which is permanent, midrabonon, is not also. It's not the Isra of Kosev and Shabbos. So anything which is just an ongoing camera taking a picture, but it was an image, but it wasn't recorded on film, there wasn't a problem. Didn't use that film which was so long. Today, everything's done by computer, so everything gets maintained on a disk, or on a brain, or this small little chip can have how many gigabytes, megabytes, terabytes, whatever, by horrifying bytes of information, becomes a problem, because then it's miskayim. So the heter, since it's miskayim, it's considered an image. If it's called an image, it may be loy michale for the person, but it's difficult if you have it for an institution, or for a house for security, and the whole reason they have it running the whole time is to make sure if somebody chas v'shalom does go wrong, you've got a record for the police. It's difficult to argue it's loy michale. You don't want it. The person coming in may not want it, but the person in the house wants it. You're partaking in the image being kept by the person in the house. Difficult. But mokum security, the tzerech tzibur, there are ways, lehalocha, because of the question of the concept of sakona, the general question of security, there is a concept of general sakona. Although not specific, once the heter and the question, the level of threat, which the CST use, we discuss always in the basin, each year, or every few months, we update or upgrade, see where the police and what you call the intelligence information is, what degree of threat there is. There's a degree of threat, clearly, if it's a public institution, even though, Baruch Hashem, the history, we're doing well, but never rely on things in the past. You have to look at the situation as it unfolds. It could be their turn because of Tzerech Tzibur. But in a home, to have such a thing becomes questionable because they're keeping an imprint, and that becomes difficult. How to get around it? There may be ways by doing it, which is only sophic. It goes on and off every so often. It's a sophic secretion, and maybe other things. Before a person puts it in, discuss it with a competent rabbi. That way you save a lot of problems. Keeping it a shomru, the rest of the Shabbos should be excited about this Shabbos. A million people having signed up, we should be zeichu. Let another be with them. Mitzvah all of Christ should be zeichu. Mitzvah to be shown. Mitzvah Shabbos is Mitzvah Shem. If that's the case, Yad Migonim be zeichu. Shalom Avishlam Avni. Sorry about that.
What about the burglar alarm sensors, the motion sensors?
Oh, very good times. The burglar alarm sensors which they have. In truth, the motion sensors, when they have the lights, for the people in the house of Emes, walking around is lo nichale. They don't really want it. And it's a sophic, each action is a sophic psychoration. There may be a field, if it's set up, you can't get over certain points down, it may be a vada psychoration, not a sophic psychoration. So it's probably odd if to try and override them. Have them shouts, because there's a light which goes on. But the truth of the matter is that light is LED, there's no bishul, there's no element which goes on. So kumisani drabon, as far as the light's concerned. It's a psychoration, the lo nichale, because the people there don't want it to happen. By drabon, we can be making it. Mishmur brings psychoration, nichal drabon. And there's no actual benefit from the light, maybe the sensor, but if the alarm is not connected, you certainly have a lo nichale. So that term they use is because the light itself is not a deraisa, likely to be a drabon, even if we actually directly switch that light on. There's no heat emitted from it, there's nothing which glows. Like what you call incandescent, whatever, a candle. Second of all, it's lo nichale, secretion, lo nichale, but it's rabbonim, being mitzarif for them, and it's a sophic as well, you'll be mitzarif, and that's the heck of it. So, Mario.